Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We didn't get much of a chance to get into some of the false flag stuff that's going on here in the Valentine's Day massacre. But let's get into it. And we also want to talk about some other Masonic organizations, because we have to understand there's a satanic Luciferic side to this. There's a false flag side to this shooting that occurred in Florida. Yes, the kid was hearing demonic voices. Yes, the FBI should have picked him up. Yes, the authorities continue to remonstrate and say the same stupid response that they can't literally register individuals with the three M's, metadata, money, and mental health. Yet, this is a simple solution to a problem. And then, yes, the left always cries for more gun control, which only works for law-abiding citizens, never works for psychotic people that have a gun fetish or are criminals. This is just insane, isn't it? So I'd like you to go through some of the stuff that we have. Besides the links that you have, I have also links up, by the way, from Joel Skousen, who I don't have back on the show because we had a significant disagreement on some issues and some issues of respect. But the fact is he does pull up some stuff that's in the open media. In fact, I looked at the interviews of several girls that actually made a clear statement that there were three shooters. This sounds very much like the Pulse nightclub shooting and other false flag events, including Oklahoma City, which I'm very familiar with, and suffered the consequences of that with death threats and being fired. And I want people to understand the government, this government, and this dark side within the government does bad and more evil things to its own population than any other nation in modern or even ancient history. This goes right back to Nimrod sending in his own rabble to kill people and rape them, and then say, if you make me your emperor, I'll protect you from my rabble. He wouldn't admit it's his rabble, but the same thing's going on with the high-level satanic Luciferic Masonic organizations, our deep state, and the fact that this has all the fingerprints, this shooting with Mr. Cruz and his affiliates, of a false flag Valentine's Day massacre. It has a lot of markings that tells me this has got some bad things behind it, just like the Sandy Hook situation. Please expand.
Yeah, very much so. And then what's really crippling them today are the citizens out there that are taking the pictures. I mean, your cell phone is the best protection, and it's just injuring the national media. It puts their lies right out in front, and it's wonderful. You see these high school kids coming up talking about what they saw and heard, and with the one girl, why this isn't on national media, we know. It's not that we don't know why it's not on there. The girl says she's rushing down the hall, you know, trying to get away from the disaster. They even had a drill that morning.
Right.
It always seems that these drills and these operatives around so they have an excuse to have them in the area if they ever get caught. Well, we were just having a drill, therefore this particular manager of the event.
Yeah, they had army type people in there, so obviously this is operated like a drill. Like Sandy Hook and then
running alongside the man that's been arrested. And she says, I would think if something like this happened, you would be behind it. And apparently he's weaponless, and she's hearing shots and at the other side of the school when she's running alongside the so-called new lone gunman. And, of course, we've had these lone gunmans that were set up as patsies forever.
Well, look at Lee Harvey Oswald. I've interviewed the author of the Dr. Mary's Monkey, and I actually have other and classified sources that Lee Harvey Oswald was a bioweaponeer working in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on our bioweapons programs, and he was just a useful idiot to stick up there and say that he was up the book depository. I actually saw the classified, before it was classified, forensic pathology of the brain and skull, et cetera, of JFK before he went to Parkland Memorial Hospital. I can tell you there were multiple shooters from different directions, and they're all at ground level. They weren't up in a depository. This is a pile of crap. And I, having seen the autopsy and being a forensic expert myself, when I see this situation with this kid running beside this other girl and says, huh, and you can hear shots coming from the school from another shooter, you know, the son of a bitch, lying police, probably school superintendent, the fact that there was some kind of a drill going on, there's army people inside the building, this sounds, smells like hell, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, right after Kennedy was shot, the FBI issued a dictum to all of the Dallas film labs that any assassination photos had to be turned over to the FBI. And there's one lady that testified, she said, the lab called my granddad first, and like a good American, it was rushed to the FBI. And it said he had to turn over his camera over to the FBI, and it said it took them 5 months, and they said they still needed it to analyze it, and they returned it in pieces. And later, the guy was interviewed, and the grandfather told CBS that there were four shots fired during the assassination. And, of course, he was visited, and he said what the CBS did to the viewing audience, they did bang, 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 as to suggest that he didn't say four shots, three bang theory. So even when they interview the witnesses, they alter it right in front of them.
Right.
And, so these guys, he eventually stopped talking because he was, afraid for
his... Why now would they do this? Why would they do this now? They, as I said before, and I like to use formulae, the dark state, the deep state, has two options. Kill Trump or impeach him, number one. Or kill the economy. Now, when they want to put this out, the fact is they'll lie to the public, including especially the uber leftists, that gun control legislation would stop something like this. No, it won't. It won't do a damn thing for it. I know as a doctor, this kid should have been picked up months and years ago. He should have been institutionalized, should have been nowhere near guns or these smoke grenades. And obviously, if he's taking ROTC training, if he has all these mental health problems, why are they training him?
They were setting him up to be a patsy.
Well, my guess is if he wasn't already in the system, just like the guy that was at the that shooting in Aurora, Colorado, that was taking a PhD in neuroscience there. What was his name? And he actually was a shooter in the theater, and this guy was mentally ill. And of course, they're going to try to say he's going to get off scot-free with a mental health thing. Even his so-called public defenders. Already basically pre-stating this is a shattered person. He actually is sorry and feels the pain of all the people he killed, their children and teachers.
Well, they get rid of the bodies. JFK, he was supposed to be, the jurisdiction was right there in Dallas. They pumped him in an airplane and flew him to Washington, D.C., and there's witnesses at both ends that say, don't describe the same containers and material that went in, supposedly went in the plane, came out of the plane. And you look at Las Vegas, where that killer, his body has already been cremated, and they still haven't figured out this or that. These people lying to us in the press cannot be trusted for 1 minute because their whole bottle, you know, their whole...
Well, and that includes Fox News, by the way. They want to remonstrate about the fact that, hey, how could this happen? Look, this is going to happen over and over again until they institute what I say. It's not gun legislation, it's people registration. 3M's, metadata, which social media, this guy was splashed all over the place. And by the way, if you wanted to pick up somebody and turn them into a controlled killer or a patsy guy, we have multiple shooters with smoke grenades and so on. He's a perfect guy. He's out on social media. Pick him up, inculcate him, get him in the building, and he's actually leaving, having dropped his arms. You can hear shots going off, and he's talking to this girl who we previously knew. As he's escaping the building without weapons, and you can still hear shots, you've got to be kidding that he's the lone gunman. The lone gunman thing is getting pretty weak, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even if he did shoot some people, I guarantee he probably did, that you can do forensics. If you actually have forensics and munitions analysis of the bullet wounds, et cetera, and the bullets that are in the bodies, you can determine which firearm was used to do the killing. No one's going to talk about that, are they?
Well, they got our attention off the immigration and the Justice Department skullduggery.
Yeah, exactly.
Hawaii.
Welcome back, and I've got an interesting statement here. I saw this on Fox, but it's by Chuckie Schumer a few years ago. And I'm going to play it right now, and this microphone's close enough so you'll probably pick it up.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
I agree.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
Wow, that's amazing, especially when you consider today Chuckie Schumer sheds a tear and cries when you use the term illegal alien and says that it's offensive.
Now, yeah, and then of course Nancy Pelosi is the same kind of foolishness.
Skeletor talking about the issue when Barack Obama was in office.
On immigration, I'm even more hopeful. We have bipartisan...
I can't listen to her. I haven't taken enough anti-nauseants today.
Yeah, Obama, he's got a good quote there with Obama saying that illegal is, you know, we got to do something about it. So.
Yeah, the fact
it's
is...
It's really a weapon of war, and it's to destroy the American people and push them into a world government. what's left of us. So,
exactly.
They're creating hostages out of all of us by their chemical spraying, their foods, and their triangulated smart meters and so forth. We, you know, they don't have to ship us to any concentration camp. They basically can snuff us or make us ill almost at will. And that's what they're gearing towards. They've got the, you know, the cameras on all the devices. They pretty much know how you think and how much energy you use, where you go to work. And
well, they know your GPS coordinates, and they want to eventually hit you with smart meters and 5G network and other toxic things, as well as toxic foods that agitate your nervous system, lobotomize you, and make you incapable of making common sense of what's coming at you. And of course, once they gyrate the economy to eventually collapse, they're going to force you to take a biometric ID that will put you in a cybernetic cage. Literally, the Bible talks about the mark of the beast. Now, this is the year, and this is not my opinion now, because this is where we get from, like, information informatics into prophetic. And this is a statement I'm going to make today, and I'm repeating it. This is the first year of the unveiling, i.e. known in the Bible as the apocalypse. It means really bad stuff's going to happen this year. gyrating economy, geoclimatic disasters, geopolitical disasters, all kinds of really bad stuff. And when war looks absolute, toxic peace is going to break out. And you can see it. The globalists are warming us up to it, to economic chaos, where you know the salaries are going up and now they're not, where the stock market's gyrating, it's not stable at all, where we see impending war with Iran and Russia in Syria, and they're all panicking that it could happen, and the atomic scientists have moved the clock. And then we see this massacre occurring over Valentine's Day, and literally the kids running away while there's still shots occurring, and the girl talking to a girl, and he says, huh? Really? And this kid says he's been talking to demons and mental health, and yet they don't have him in a facility where he can't get out. And he can buy smoke bombs, or maybe they aren't even his. Maybe they're the other people, the army people that are in there. This really is dangerously disgusting. And America and Americans better wake up to the fact the government wants to disarm you. They want to send SWAT teams to your home. The first place they're going to come is places like mine. But if a SWAT team comes here, yeah, they're probably going to kill me and my family. But some of them aren't going home to mama. And they won't try it first because they're going to think, well, geez, Deagle's a nut, and he actually has weapons, and he'll probably kill us. And that's probably true. And they need to know that there's a lot of Americans. There's 95 million Americans armed with 381 million guns and billions of bullets, plus also all kinds of other lethal and non-lethal weapon systems. So if the deep state thinks they can take us on, bring it on, idiots, because you're going to die fast.
Well,
it's not going to be a little pushover.
It's to the to these conspirators' families, relatives, and neighbors. Because of their concentration or separation of power or need-to-know policies, they've got neighbors and family members that won't go along with this or shouldn't.
Right.
They need to step out and make these demons, you know.
And by the way, it's all ties.
So they don't get killed in the process.
Right. And by the way, it ties back to secret agencies, like you mentioned the Parushim, P-A-R-U-S-H-I-M, a secret episode of the American Zionist history. Now, people don't understand that modern Zionism and modern Judaism is not ancient Judaism. The Jews actually were the four groups of the 12 tribes that marched around Jericho and let the walls fall down. Modern Judaism is Luciferic, and it's closer to being wizardry than anything supposedly religious. The same way as high-level Islam is completely wizardry. If you look at the total number of Masons that are high-level Muslims, there's more than all other collective religions on the earth. That's why they're invading countries like Europe and America, and that's why with things like the immigration policies, which they, you know, I don't know why Trump just tells the Senate to just go nuclear, and we've got people like these various bills that want to say, hey, just fund the wall and we'll let the DACA kids in, 1.8 million. Well, actually, what I've heard is that only about 40 to 50% of these people of the 800,000 actually qualify, and they don't want to give automatic citizenship to these kids. Why should they jump the line ahead of people that have applied years ago? They should just be in line like anybody else if they are getting in, and they should only get in if we actually, number one, don't give them citizenship and they actually work for it, which may take well over a decade, and we don't give citizenship to their parents, and the chain migration and the raw lottery has to stop. Or you have DACA 2, 3, 4.
We need a moratorium for a couple of years, and I think we need to do a work visa and put the pressure and the penalties on the corporations and businesses that are hiring the illegals, because they'll go for cheap if there's no penalty.
Right, exactly. Now, the problem is these solutions are simple, just like the school solution. Why was there not an armed guard there? Why did we not have alarmed cameras all throughout the facility? Why did we not have knockdown spray? So if someone starts shooting, we can do a knockdown spray from the ceiling and knock the person to the ground, no matter who it is. And the problem is, how come we can have a drill with supposedly army people on site where there's another shooter, and it's almost certainly a false flag situation going on here, because we know America does false flags and kills their own citizens. 9/11 was a self-inflicted wound.
Cameras that are in the halls, and he didn't know if they were working or not. But we're looking at the 9/11 again with all the Pentagon, the most protected camera place in the world. They don't have any picture of the airplane flying into the side of the Pentagon.
Right.
I mean, after a while, the American people need to shake it up and stop going along with the groupthink. They're getting stupid. Common sense is not smart sense. And if all you're getting is misinformation, you can't put two and two together. In fact,
well, and there's two sides to everything, like that.
With children, with the common core, the two and two, you know, one and one isn't two.
Right now, I talked about this in the last hour with Harley Schlanger, and I agree that there's a side where we can work out reciprocal trade with China and Russia. But I'm the whistleblower that blew the whistle that Venezuela has Russian nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River, and the Chinese do have multi-track approach. Yes, they're building weapons to nuke us, at the same time they're arming North Korea, but they also want to sell us technology to listen to music and other things, so they're multi-tracking it. They want to buy our movie theaters and sell us popcorn, but they're also building advanced weapons against us, too. So it's all one way. It's multi-track. People have to understand that, right?
That's right.
Just a second now. We're just finishing the opening song there. Gary, one of the things I think is really obvious, by the way, our sale is on. It has been on since the day before Valentine's. The coupon code is HEART, H-E-A-R-T. You get 7% off, including multi-packs, free shipping in the U.S. over $150, and if you do a mail-in, you get free shipping all the time, even to one bottle, even between sales. And we have an amazing array of nutraceuticals here. You can easily consult free. Just email me if you have questions about what protocol to take. And it only becomes a consult if I have to review medical records or set up testing. So, Gary, I'm looking also at Joel Skousen's analysis of this, which parallels yours. And I saw some of the video clips that you sent and he sent. It's obvious to me that there's a big war brewing in the Middle East. And if you look at the expanding more. It started off with the drone supposed to be going to Israeli airspace. Then it was a shoot down of an Israeli jet that landed that injured two pilots, one very badly injured. Then the response to that was that a Russian battle tank was destroyed by an Israeli aircraft, and there were a bunch of Syrian troops that were killed, not Russians supposedly so far. But the fact is, this is getting dangerously close. Apparently, they were putting an S-300 anti-aircraft system in to Israel. And we had sold and given to the so-called rebels against the Assad government anti-aircraft jet-killing missiles. So we're trying to up the ante in this war, and we're not stopping. And the generals, basically, whether they're autonomously doing this, whether Trump agrees or not, the response of the generals, including Mattis, in Afghanistan, he asked them why they were doing all these things, and he says, well, what's the justification, sir? We're doing it to prevent a bomb going off in Times Square. This is General Mattis's reply. It's like, are you kidding me? Response angered Trump, who insisted that Mattis could make the same argument about almost any country on the planet, according to the Post. Mattis told Trump to embrace the status quo of a wartime president like the president previous two administrations. This is insane. This is the policy.
I remember Powell and Bush talking about, these nuclear labs, and when they couldn't find any, they said they were mobile and being conducted in trucks.
Yeah, and there were, by the way, there were taco trucks. trucks.
We're under constant exploitation. In fact, that NASA report, which people can find on my website, and this was written before.
And what's your website address again, by the way?
Yeah, that's news-expose.org. News-expose.org. And they look up the NASA report. It's there in full, and it's been sent to all the alphabet agencies. They've all got it. There's more letters here than I can remember. But they talk on page 93 of the CNN syndrome. And they're talking how they use these crises, and then they suggest some crises, like sink a carrier via swarm attacks, which was kind of like the Gulf of Tonkin, or capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. And, of course, we saw that after 9/11, with our prisoners in orange suits getting decapitated. How is it they know all this? And then they talk about other terror acts, including Binary Bio, and taking down traditional areas such as schools and office buildings. And they brag that they're supposed to take advantage of this syndrome. They're supposed to exploit it and use Cywar as collateral damage exploitation. But, you know, they're way ahead of the American people, thinking that our government and our media is truthful with us, and they're just looking out for us.
Yeah, the media and the government are so untruthful. Everything they say, you have to understand, is a satanic, luciferic lie. In many cases, it's the diametric opposite of what they're trying to tell you about anything. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and on page 14 is something that you talk about quite a bit. But here, again, before the 9/11 attacks, 2001, they're talking about genetic engineering before birth. Now, we're just hearing that now, which is 18 years later.
Yeah, but you know when they tried to induct me with DARPA to work on this project?
Gave them the finger.
40 years ago, 4-0. That was at UCLA. They wanted me to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository Brain Bank and the Molecular Microscopy Lab in the DARPA project for genetically edited female fetuses grown artificially in utero to become cyborg super soldiers with genetically engineered actin myosin from jackals and other genes horizontally inserted into their DNA genome to make them cyborg super soldiers with a magnetronic mind link helmet put directly on to make a battlefield swarm. And if you think I'm making this up, you're a fool. And it's like, I'm not going to put up with people questioning my experience. It's just the way it is. I'm not.
Here it is on page 12 of that NASA report, the technological ages of humankind. And they talk about the hunter-killer age, the agricultural age, the industrial age, the IT age, the bio-nano, which we're in, and then the virtual. There's your helmet over your eyes. You got it.
Right. In 5 to 7 years, if cell phone companies are saying you won't need a screen or even earphones, they'll directly interface with your cortex. Now, if you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot, because I gave a lecture to the Academy and I had doctors around me for 3 hours. I present a lecture on biotechnology and quantum physics of biological systems, and I guarantee you they poured hundreds of billions of dollars into weird projects with people as smart as me doing weird stuff that don't have ethical restraints against doing bad stuff to their own fellow citizens and the human race. Now, if you think this is all made up, you're going to die hard. Now, I don't have any patience for people anymore. I don't. I mean, I used to have a little patience where I put up with a little bit of what I call stupid ignorance. Things like this are now so obvious in the open media, it's not anywhere. You can't even make an excuse for it. When you hear the comments by Mr. Ray, the new director of the FBI, and you hear Marco Rubio and so on, trying to whip up this idea, yeah, I know the Russians and the Chinese can't be trusted. I agree. I know they have Russian submarines in the Orinoco River. Yes, at the same time, if we work out a business deal with these people and we actually go down to Venezuela and clean out these nuclear sites just like we did with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And by the way, those missiles were never taken out of there until the fall of the Soviet Union in the late 1980s. They didn't weren't taken out in the 60s. They were there until the fall of the Soviet Union. People don't know what's really going on in the world, do they? They have no freaking clue what's really happening, do they?
No, it's been going slowly for a long time. When I ran against Leon Panetta, he was a congressman, and he had just voted to, you know, end the American domination of the Panama Canal. So now we got the Red Chinese at both ends of that particular canal, and it continues. The state of California is virtually a satellite or a vassal state of communist China. More businesses and more spies. Arnold Schwarzenegger appointed the guy to Secretary of State that received thousands of dollars from one of the Red Chinese spies.
Exactly.
This goes on and on, and I'm afraid with Trump, you look at JFK, we're talking about assassinations. And
he's harder to assassinate because he has his own private security force and wears level 3 body armor. But, you know, out of the box, Nancy Pelosi, I call her Nancy Pelosi, stated 5 words saying that, hey, if we get enough people, we're going to impeach him. So if they can somehow not solve the immigration issue, which DACA, they don't want to solve it for DACA. They're using DACA, basically throwing them under the bus, because they want to keep this as an election issue for 2018 and 2020. They don't want, and they would rather even sacrifice the idea they might have instant Democrats by making them getting citizenship, and Trump was far more generous than even his conservative elements would support. I personally think he should vet them, and it probably will turn up to 400,000 or 500,000, and they should go through the same process of citizenship as anybody else, which could take them well over a decade. Their parents should never get citizenship. They're illegals. They should maybe have a permanent resident status, but end the chain migration. End the chain migration.
The Democrats will drop it if they don't. You know.
Yeah, but the only way to do that is to go nuclear. I think that they should have gone nuclear and then present it back to Ryan and find out if Ryan's really on side or if he's another Rhino Republican liar. I have a feeling that Ryan's going to be proven to be another deep state operative. That's what I think.
The guys who were around JFK, they're looking at Dean Acheson and Alan Dulles and George McMundy.
All bad guys, right?
All bad, all connected with the CFR, Dylan Bones, and the deep state.
There you go. Welcome back. Gary, you sent me a link of a young black teen who actually gave a witness that there was more than one shooter. We also have another girl, I'm trying to pronounce her name, I think it's called Kaylid, a link from Joel Skousen, which goes to another site. I think it wasn't put up on YouTube, but I think it was put elsewhere, because YouTube pulls things like this. They don't want the truth to get out at all, do they?
No, this is one they don't want out there at all.
This was from the web, from the local radio station called, TV station called KHOU there in Florida. And they don't want the truth to come out that there's people on their iPhones or immediately giving testimony on other cameras. And this is blowing their lid off the fact that the government probably did this with this so-called easily malleable, mentally ill, young, suicidal man and had multiple shooters on site, just like the Sandy Hook. All the evidence points to the fact that this is not a normal situation, is it?
No, this is, it's becoming normal. It's an operation basically by
it's frequent.
I involved, with how many visits, several score of visits to the guy's house when he says he wants to become famous as a shooter. And the guy's on drugs, and they've already put a warning out in school not to let him in with a backpack.
I mean, come on now, really. You know, how stupid can you be? Do they think we're all brain dead or something? What is the problem here?
Well, what kind of a detective would you need to figure that out? And it's time. Unfortunately, apparently Trump doesn't have control of the Justice Department or the agencies at all. And it's really pathetic. I think our fellow from Alabama has to go.
Jeff Sessions, I can tell you from my sources, he or his relatives or friends are directly involved with pedophilia. Every time they talk to the guy, he's got an upside down face like they got me, and his red face like he's guilty as hell.
You could probably say that's true for over 50% of those inside the Beltway. And when we found out that detective agency there that was run by one of the insiders there that put together the dossier, the largest, most secretive detective agency that we talked about last week, starts with an N, but I need more notes in front of me. I need to live in a chalkboard.
You're a funny guy. I want people to look at these videos and so make up your own mind. Don't let us steer you. You make up your own mind and tell you if you believe the foolishness that's in the media or you believe that the government hates you, wants to kill you, wants to dominate you, and the deep state could care less if they kill Americans in 9/11, Oklahoma City, Ruby Ridge, the Pulse bombing, or at this school, another, Valentine's Massacre. It's like a love kiss from Lucifer. That's how bad it is, isn't it?
Yeah. No, they've feel like Pinocchio, you know. But we're not wooden puppets. We've got a mind and a brain, and we need to use them, and we need to exercise them.
Well, they insult us so much that they assume that they can put a blather on the news media, and we'll just accept it, which I find kind of amazingly nervy on their part, that they assume we're so stupid we're just going to take what they say as the gospel. It's weird, isn't it?
Well, I remember in the 50s, when I was a kid, I believed the crap. I believed the stuff that came from my political science professor and the great L.A. Times that Castro was a Robin Hood of Cuba, and it couldn't have been a clearer lie, and they knew they were lying because all of that information came out later, just like it is on the dossier and just like it will on these shootings. You know, most of these shootings, the information is there. You look at the Oklahoma bombing, and you've got the witnesses that saw the bombs, the plastics being put up, and you've got the witnesses. You actually have local television footage showing that also multiple bombs were being taken out of the building. So,
right. In fact, I took care of the exit examining group, and when they found out that one of the five munitions team had a loose tongue at a bar in Fort Carson, Colorado, they fired me and gave me death threats on the spot, and I countered that I wanted a check for $50,000, letter of reference, and if he came within 500 miles of me or my family, I was going to make sure that my Delta Force buddies would take them out. So I meant business. So they gave me the check for $50,000 and letter of reference. So you have to understand, the reason why Deagle's alive is I'm actually more dangerous dead than alive. And I know a lot of stuff about so many more things I haven't even mentioned on the program. I literally tell people about 10% of what I know, because I'm not that cruel to tell people the totality, which is so awful. And this year, all hell is going to break loose. This is going to be an annus horribilis, like in Latin, a horrible year. And when you see this thing with the
secret societies, is Parashim, which is a Jewish society. It's spelled Parushim. It's
right.
As dangerous as Skull and Bones. And those
right.
operatives were Felix Frankfurter and Brandeis, the judge. And it was Felix Frankfurter that was a character witness for Alger Hiss, who was head of the Carnegie Foundation. And the people that were involved with Alger Hiss were John Stewart Service, who Leon Panetta was dealing with one of the recipients. He was sending the information to Hugh DeLacy, which was his contact. But you can go way back in history. You can go back 50, 60, 70 years, and the families and the organizations string along. Sometimes they'll change names, like I think United World Federalists is now called Global Solutions. But they continue. They were founded by United World Federalist was Cord Meyer, who was Reagan's handler. But as we see, a lot of the Jewish lobbies and so forth come from the secret society Parashim. And people should be aware of it. And it doesn't mean all Jews are evil or bad any more than it means the billionaire Baptists like the Rockefellers.
Well, let me break it down. Let me break it down into groups, okay? About 5% of Jews are warlocks and wizards, because modern Judaism follows the Sephiroth Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. And if you actually adhere to it, you're a wizard, like Saruman the Magnificent from the Trilogy of the Rings. Most Jews are secular agnostics or become another religion like Christian or whatever, or Buddhists, because it's so nauseating if you read what's actually in the Sephiroth Zira and in Talmud of Babylon and these other books that talk about the Ouroboros and so on. They're so disgusting and weird. You can't tolerate it if you have a common sense in the brain. And most Jews have above normal intelligence. They're, on average, the Jewish population is some of the most smart people on the planet. Okay, some of them are my best friends. Only a tiny minority are actually these devils. But the fact is, disproportionately, they run the world. And they run the banks. They act as the functionaries for the Vatican, for the banking system of the world. They are infiltrated all our intel agencies. All the highest levels of all the Masonic orders are entirely Hebrew and Jewish in their symbology. People need to get that. That's why most Jews, if anything, are secular agnostics, because they can't tolerate the current religion that's promulgated as Judaism. So when we fractionate it out, you have to understand the same way as Muslims. Most Muslims don't understand that their religion is completely Luciferic. The highest level of Masons in the world are Muslim. Now, there's a lot of Christian Masons, too, you know, Southern Baptists and others, and Muslims, but people need to understand these super religions. Don't care if you're swearing on the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Sefiot Zaira, the Bible, whatever book, the Book of Mormon. They could care less what holy book, as long as you believe in their super religion, the control of the world, which is under Luciferic control, and what's called the Druidic Council with the Pindar, the penis of the dragon running the 13 councils that controls Earth. People don't want to believe this. Tough luck. This is the ugly facts about the fact that our Earth is completely under the thumb of Lucifer. Now, you may want to believe that. Tough. This is the ugly facts. And the fact is, Masonic organizations, even if they're tiny, they control the direction of the world, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And you see the combination of these various societies. That's what's so interesting about the Kennedy and the things that are going on now. You've got the Parashim, you've got the communist conspiracy, which is, you know, financed but still, you know, under control. The Bilderbergers and the Skull and Bones. And when you fill out those characters, you find many of the same characters around Trump right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's surrounded by people that have the Pope and the Vatican on speed dial. He has globalists all around him, including Mnuchin, to convince him it's a good idea to take credit for the stock market surge, which was a bad idea. Amazing, isn't it?
Yep. Don't forget to go to news-expose.org.
I've got the website link up on the site already. Thank you, Gary Richard Arnold. Amazing discussion today. Again, the sale is on, the 7 for Heaven sale, all the way through to Tuesday midnight. That's for Wednesday morning. The coupon code to save 7%, HEART, H-E-A-R-T. Have a heart, serve the Most High God, have a heart for your fellow citizens, and a heart for the truth. HEART is the coupon.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.